Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program today. Leon Hartnett's newly released King Jesus or King Herod, A Decision of Life or Death, is a soul-searching character portrait of the Messiah through poetry. Called An Artistic Sweeping Vision Across History, a moving volume of poems documenting the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the Prince of Peace and Giver of Life, as opposed to King Herod, who personifies death and destruction. Leon is an award-winning poet and prose writer who has worked with Church Point Ministries' drama team to co-author and perform in musicals. He's married, a father of three from Louisiana. Leon Hartnett, author of King Jesus or King Herod, A Decision of Life or Death, is with us on This Week in America. Leon, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
This book is getting rave reviews. Let's talk about how this whole idea, the concept for the book began. And I understand we go back to September of 2017, and you were sort of inspired to start writing. Talk about that experience and why you felt this book was so important.
Yes, actually, I got the inspiration back in August. I was following on my normal daily reading, where I read through the Bible annually, every year, which I started since 87, January of 87. And I was in the book of Matthew at the time. I had no thought about writing a book at that particular time. And when I got this inspiration on that particular verse about Jesus and the multitude, that's what really drew my attention. I had never had anything about that, an illumination about it. By that verse, in all those years, that was the first time that came. And so I started looking through the other gospel books about all of the times yet what he met with the multitude. And I found out that those multitudes continuously grew, and they finally call him a great multitude. And he did everything every time he met with them. He fed them physically and spiritually. He healed them, and he delivered them from whatever diseases they had. And in my mind, I said, well, I'm going to write about that. So a whole month went by, and I kept that in my mind. It just stayed in my mind, and finally I decided to sit down and write in September. And when I started writing, there was so much that was going to go beyond the length of portrait lines that I was taught about in a porch class. They said it shouldn't be any longer than 21 lines or less, and this one was going to be longer than 21 lines. So I decided to write that and said, well, I'll just write another one. And then from there, I wrote some more. And then I said, well, I'm just going to write everything I can about Jesus and put them in a book form. And that's how that came about.
That's interesting. Out of all of that, that original idea for a poem comes the book we're talking about, King Jesus or King Herod, A Decision of Life or Death. Leon Hartnett, the author, is our guest on the program. I'll give you information in a second on the website. Why did you decide to write this in poetry form as opposed to prose?
Well, I love poetry. I started writing poetry back in 76. And it wasn't really a desire to write poetry. Just out from out of nowhere, and this inspiration would come, and I would just stop and write. And it just continued from there. And each time I'd write it, and after I started reading the Bible through, then I'm unlike any other writer. No, I don't have to have a specific time set aside or a specific place to go to write. You know what? I get the inspiration sometime in bed, sometime in a shower, sometime at work, sometime at church, sometime riding along a highway. And I just write it as they come. And I can tell when it's from God, because if it's not from God, I can have the most brilliant thoughts in mind. And before I can get them written from my mind on paper, they go away. But if it's from God, it just stays there like a recording on a tape. You know, you just continue to rewind. Yes. It stays there until I write it and it goes away. But so that's how I, you know, end up writing poetry. And I love rhythmic poetry, basically, rather than the prose type.
Well, you know, you've done such an excellent job in writing poetry, receiving the Shakespeare Award of Excellence as Famous Poet for 2003-2004, the Outstanding Achievement in Poetry Award from the International Society of Poets in 2004. You mentioned this began back in the 70s. As a child, were you interested in poetry? When did this begin for you?
No, that's when it began, like in mid-76. I was at home somewhere, and when I wrote the first poem, and then I was at church when I wrote the second one. And the third one, believe it or not, I was in bed overnight. And it just, the words came, and I just had a pencil and a sheet of paper on the bed, and I just started writing. And from then, it continued, it went on.
You know, it's amazing the I'm going to call it a writing style, but it's sort of this inspiration that you get because, yes, you talk to so many authors, and they feel this is my time to write, and they sort of force it sometimes. It doesn't flow naturally. They have to maybe come up with something and force it. When it comes to you, it's writing time for you. That's obvious. It's sort of a bell going off, and, okay, I have the inspiration now. I better write this down.
Even if I don't write at the moment that it comes, if it stays there until I do write it, it goes away.
Yes, that's when you know that, okay, this came to me a little while ago, and I still remember it. This must be important, and it's inspired, and I need to do this. Let's go back and talk about the book. And by the way, Leon's website is lhard-jatal.com. Information on Leon, on his book, a blog, and you'll find that at the website lhard-jatal.com. Book, of course, available also at Amazon. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Leon's website. Let's talk about the context of the book, because it really is, I say, soul-searching, and that's exactly what it is. Talk about this whole, how this whole message evolved in, well, the title, Jesus Christ or King Jesus or King Herod. Talk about the contrast between the two. In fact, you use the contrast to Herod, you've got comparing to Hitler as well.
Yes. Well, when I first thought about putting the book together, and I knew I had to come up with a title, and I was, you know, writing mostly about Jesus. There were some poems, in fact, there are some poems in there that I had written years ago, and I included them. And there's one that I didn't put in there, and it's called The Wise Men and the Star, which is where Herod comes in. And see, when the wise men came to find out where Jesus was, he wanted to see where them to come to him to find out. And when they found this child, to let him know so that he would come and worship him, but his motives were not to worship, but to kill. And so when you look at that, I started thinking about that. That's not he thought that Jesus was going to be one of his rivals or adversaries to take his kingdom, because he had so much pride that he wanted his kingdom and his reign to be him and himself alone. And with somebody coming along that was going to be a king, he thought that was going to threaten him. So he decided to do the best thing, was to eliminate his competition. So he sought to kill Jesus, and so he killed all the young children. And that's what we're doing now, even when Hitler was there, and in our days now, they just murder people unnecessarily because they are a threat to whatever program or agenda that they may have.
Yeah, and you touch on that in the dedication of the book. That's very important to you, and a message that resonates through the book, King Jesus or King Herod, A Decision of Life or Death. What do you hope that people take from this book? I will start with non-believers, because you feel this is sort of a catalyst for non-believers. If they read, this could be an illumination point for them.
Jesus is the only way to life, the one and only way. There's no other way to life, and that's eternal life. Every other way is the way to death. So you can have money or prestige or whatever, you know, accomplishments in life you may have, but without Jesus, they are useless. They're vanity. But you know, you can have Jesus and some of those things as well, and then you'll have, you know, enjoyment in life and success. And that's the one thing, that's the total difference. In Herod's point of view, there's death. And in Jesus' point of view, there's life, both physically and eternally, because you know, you get an enjoyment of serving him, and you have greater joy. And see, what we classify now as joy is just a figment of imagination, because we think it's It's all summarized in how much we have or who we know and all those kind of things. Yes. But as far as Jesus is concerned, no, if you have him, then you have everything. Because, no, he has it all. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. So you can get them with him, but if you get them on your own and without him, they are just in vain.
The book King Jesus or King Herod really, for believers, I would say, is what, a reinforcement, a ray of hope for believers?
Yes. We all have this hope in Jesus. Once we accept him, we know that we're going to have this extended life. And see, some people don't believe in afterlife. No, we think that when you leave here, that's it. That is all over you. But that's so far from the truth. Because no, Jesus is the one who came to give life and life more abundantly. And to have an abundant life is an eternal life with him. He's the only one that can do that. You can't get it no other way other than through him. So no matter what, how much education you have, you know, how many degrees you have, it's just like a thermometer. You know, you put too much pressure on it, it's going to burst. And it's going to break. It's going to be destroyed. So, you know, you got to have Jesus as the end result. And so that was my intention, was to put everything I could think of about his birth, his life, early life, and his suffering and the agony and pain and all those things. They went to they went to destroy him. Even the religious people didn't like him because he was going against what their beliefs were. They were selfish as well. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they wanted people to reverence them and to respect them, and they wasn't doing anything for him. But when Jesus comes along and go opposite to what they're doing, they see that he's a threat to their lifestyle.
Yes.
So they sought to kill him, get rid of him. And that's the way you do with your enemies. If you don't like what they're doing, if they go and contrary to your plan, you get rid of them. And that's what they decided to do, was to get rid of Jesus in every way they can. So they end up lying on him, and they thought they had gotten rid of him, but he's still around, and they're gone.
Leon Hartnett, our guest on the program, that's H-E-R-D-N-E-T-T. The book is King Jesus or King Herod, A Decision of Life or Death. His website is lhard, that's lhard-jatal.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Leon's website just by going to thisweekinamerica.us. The process of writing this for you, were you doing the research and doing the writing, were there things that you might have comprehended for the first time, maybe surprises as you were reading this? What impact did the research and the writing have on you?
It just brought a reassurance to me to know and to really accept the fact that Jesus is what we need. He's the one we need. When you get that assurance from a scriptural point of view, you got all the evidence you need, because God's word is true, and there's nothing that's gonna change that. And so if you don't have a true understanding of it, and when you get that assurance from reading his word, what he said, and find out that he comes through on what he says, then that's all that you need in life, is to know that he is always going to do what he says. He's never going to fail you, like men will do, when regardless of who they are, how much they may have. Eventually they'll fail you, but he will never fail you. So that's the assurance I get out of knowing, and that's the understanding I got from it, to always know that regardless of what the circumstances are or how long it may take, that he's going to come through. Sometimes we have to suffer long, and sometimes it's a matter of seconds, but he does it for our best. We don't understand everything that he does at times, and how sometimes the length of time it takes for one as it does for the other, but God knows what's best for all of us, and that's the way he works. No, he's not going to change the way he works for no man or no one. And so that's the understanding and assurance I get out of it.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned in the beginning this came to you in 2017 during the once a year when you read the Bible. It's an annual event for you. Talk about that, because it sounds like this was a new illumination. Something jumped out at you that year as you were reading this particular part of the Bible. Is that one of the benefits of doing it annually, where maybe you didn't catch something last year or for the last 5 or 6 years, and suddenly something else is illuminated for you? Is that one of the reasons you do it annually, to sort of reinforce it and maybe discover something for the first time?
No, that's not the reason why. Reason why I read the Bible annually. Well, let me tell you where it first started. I was at work one night, and I was going on my different locations, and we got a highway 190, which goes east and west, I think it is, and there's a little road off it called Rugon Road. And I was riding on this road one night because my work schedule was from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning. And it was around like 9 or 10 o'clock at night when I was going from my first location. And when I almost left that location, I heard this voice saying, "Read the word." And that was the only 3 words it said. And I knew what it meant, but it frightened me. So I thought I was going to die, but you know, he didn't tell me I was going to die. So that next, that was New Year's Eve night of 86. And on New Year's Day, I went to my sister's house and borrowed her Bible and looked in the back of it, and it had a Bible schedule in there. And I just took it there, and I got a copy of it and started reading Word from then. And that's why I've been reading ever since. And each year I get a different illumination. One scripture may be illuminated to me at this time. And there are several poems that I've written from an illumination that I've gotten from reading the Word through. And this was just one of them, but there are others on some other poems that I've written. So that's why how all this started. So when I do it year by year, I'm continuing that plan, that program that I started back then, that was the reason why I started.
Just three little words got this whole process started, and because of this, it's certainly helped you and inspired other people who've had the chance to read your poems and your books.
Yes.
A couple minutes left in the program. You've written, I understand, 4 books of poetry, mentioned award-winning, 2 books of prose. Talk briefly about those, and are they still available for people to look into?
Yes, they are. In fact, all of them except one is on my website. The very first one I wrote is not, I mean, the there was a third one I wrote is not on there. But from the first through this one, which is the seventh one, they're on that website.
And the website is lhard-jatal.com. Are you working on something now? New books coming out?
Not at the moment. Like, I wasn't working on this one. But I never know.
You never know, do you? Nope.
Right. I don't know.
Just have to be open and receptive when you get the messages. So we'll be curious to see what comes next. And this, as I say, it's receiving rave reviews, and it's such a blessing to so many people. King Jesus or King Herod, A Decision of Life or Death by Leon Hardnett. That's H-A-R-D-N-E-T-T. The book is available, of course, at Amazon. You'll find the book, all of his books, and information on Leon at his website, lhard-jatal.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Leon's website. Leon, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on a very successful book that's impacting the lives of many people. Thank you for taking the time to talk about it on the program today.
Thank you.
It has been a
God
pleasure.
Bless.
It has been a pleasure. King Jesus or King Herod, A Decision of Life or Death by Leon Hardnett. You'll find the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.